For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping is paying his first state visit to Zimbabwe. The president has already sat down with Robert Mugabe in the State House. Both leaders have spoken highly of bilateral ties, using the term all-weather friends. Xi Jinping says his visit is aimed at consolidating the China-Zimbabwe friendship, deepening practical cooperation, and lifting bilateral relations to a higher level. For his part, Mugabe says his country hopes to learn from China's experience in economic development, receive more assistance from China, and expand bilateral cooperation. Xi Jinping's time in Zimbabwe comes as the two countries mark 35 years of diplomatic ties. He will soon leave for neighboring South Africa to chair this year's Forum on China-Africa Cooperation in Johannesburg, which will open on Friday. Myanmar opposition party leader Aung San Suu Kyi has sat down with Myanmar President U Thein Sein on Wednesday morning to discuss the peaceful transfer of power. The dialogue comes after Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy party won a landslide in the country's general election last month. Suu Kyi expressed her thanks to President U Thein Sein on amending the law to enable the NLD to re-participate in the political process starting from 2012. Both sides also touched on the country's post-election government transition matter. Later in the day, Suu Kyi is also scheduled to meet Commander-in-Chief of the Defense Services, Senior General Min Aung Hyung. Both leaders had pledged to work with the new government for a smooth transfer. As U.S. President Barack Obama works to hammer out a global climate agreement in Paris, Republicans in Congress have made a move to block his plan to force steep cuts in greenhouse gas emissions from U.S. power plants. The House has passed two resolutions disapproving of Obama's power plant rules and rendering him inoperative. The vote comes after the Senate approved identical motions last month under a law that allows Congress to block executive actions it considers onerous. The measures now go to the White House, where they face almost certain vetoes. Afghan police, in conjunction with units of the National Army, have killed 38 Taliban militants during a series of operations in the conflict-ridden country over the past 24 hours. The country's Ministry of Interior made the announcement on Wednesday. The operations have been conducted in parts of Nangarhar, Kunduz, Helmand, Samagan, Faryab, and Sarapul provinces, during which several more militants were injured and police seized a large amount of arms and ammunition. However, the statement didn't say if there were casualties inflicted on security personnel. Argentines have expressed their opposition to Japan's decision to restart whale hunting. This comes after a Japanese whaling fleet set out for the Antarctic to take part in its annual whaling expedition on Tuesday. Readers of the Argentine daily La Nación have expressed their anger over reports on Japan's resumption of whaling. Similar comments were seen on the website of Clarín, Argentina's largest newspaper. In the meantime, international environmental organization Greenpeace also urged Tokyo to cancel the whaling operations. Japanese whaling vessels will begin hunting for whales for so-called scientific research in a controversial move that marks the first hunt since the International Court of Justice ruled against the practice a year ago. Two Chinese college students have been sentenced to some 10 years imprisonment for hunting endangered birds. A court in Huixian County in central China's Hunan province heard the case of two students surnamed Yan and Wang. Last summer, Yan and Wang caught 14 Eurasian hobbies and two other falcons in total. These species are both Class B protected animals in China. Earlier, both men had appealed the ruling, but the higher court upheld the verdict of the Huixian court, citing gross violations committed in the case. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg says that he and his wife will give 99% of their Facebook shares to charity as they announce the birth of their daughter, Max. The couple's holdings in the company are currently worth about $45 billion U.S. dollars. It will be managed by a new organization known as the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative. It's being reported that several Burger King outlets in Hong Kong have now been shut down. As of now, two Burger King stores remain in operation, according to local media reports on Wednesday. The Hong Kong Labor Department has received inquiries from affected workers. The owner of the closed outlets, Perfect Combo, has recently been taken to court for back rent amounting to over $1 million U.S. dollars. The U.S.-based global fast food chain first arrived in Hong Kong during the 1980s. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.